Good oral health is about more than just brushing and flossing your teeth. Dental disease is 100% preventable, and it starts at home with you. Yep, you heard me right. Cavities are a disease and not something our children should just get. Your mouth is a window into your body, and it has an effect on your speech, breathing, chewing, heart health, so much more, and we're not listening to it. Come along with me on this journey, and I'll give you a whole new perspective of the importance of taking care of your mouth and the long-term effects it has not only on your oral health, but also your overall systemic health. On this podcast, we'll bring you a mixture of professionals, experts in the field that will give you advice and action steps you can take with your kids in different situations. We're also going to have moms, dads, caregivers, just like you, having the same struggles that you are, because together we can make a difference and help keep our kids healthy. Because a healthy mouth is a healthy body and a healthy life. And it all starts with you. What is a tongue thrust swallow, tongue tie, and tongue therapy? A tongue thrust swallow is also known as an infantile swallow, reverse swallow, or immature swallow, and it is an oral facial myofunctional disorder. It's a pattern of swallowing where the tongue pushes forward against the teeth instead of up on the roof of the mouth. A tongue thrust swallow is a common swallowing pattern in infants, but most children outgrow it by the age of 6 or 7. However, in some cases, tongue thrust swallow may persist into adulthood, leading to ongoing dental problems, speech problems, speech difficulties, sleep difficulties, and behavioral issues. Oral habits like prolonged pacifier use, finger sucking, thumb sucking, sucking in your cheeks, sucking on your lips or your tongue can all cause the teeth to shift or the front teeth to move in a forward position, both the top or the bottom position, leading to misaligned teeth when the tongue pushes forward into the open space that was created from those habits. Dental problems known as an overbite or an open bite are things that need to be corrected with braces then. But if you do not correct the habit, the braces will probably end up relapsing. Tethered tissues, like a tongue tie, may also be a concern. A tongue tie is when the tissue or the frenum underneath the tongue, a little band of tissue, is tethered tight and you can't lift your tongue to touch the roof of your mouth. Most people should be able to open really wide and lift their tongue without having to close and touch the roof of their mouth. If they cannot, then they have a tethered tissue. There's different classes. Some people can't even stick their tongue out. Some people, the floor of their mouth lifts or they make compensations with their chin, their neck, and their jaw, which is why they have pain in their jaw or their shoulders and neck, because they don't even know it. It goes unnoticed or it doesn't even get checked in infancy. So if a mom has a hard time nursing, or the baby has a hard time latching, or it's painful, it's a lot of time because if it's a tethered tissue, they either have a lip tie or a tongue tie. So if you look at those things, the first couple of days the baby is born, the first hour, it's easy to treat it then. If it doesn't get treated, it can cause other concerns. When the tongue is tethered, you might not be able to reach the palate to make a good seal, breathe better, causing low tongue posture, difficulty swallowing, and pushing up against your teeth. When that happens, form follows function. So if your tongue is tethered and you're pushing forward, it can actually change facial structures as your child grows. So low tongue posture actually can encourage a tongue thrust swallow pattern. So it's important to seek a qualified healthcare professional, such as speech language pathologist, dentist, myofunctional therapist, orthodontist, to determine the best course of treatment for a tongue thrust swallow. If you have had low tone or some of these habits, a lot of times you will have a vaulted palate because your tongue was low. The roof of your mouth goes high. The roof of your mouth is also the floor of your nasal cavity. And when you have a vaulted palate, it makes it harder to breathe. When your tongue is resting on the roof of your mouth, it creates a wider palate. We'll talk about that a little later. But if your palate is more vaulted, you may need an orthodontist to make room for your tongue with a palatal expander, which is a lot easier to do when your child is under the age of 8 to use their growth and development. We need to create a suction with your tongue. If not, it can create other myofunctional disorders. You may need a team to help you be able to function, swallow, and breathe better. Ideally, your tongue should rest on the roof of your mouth, creating a suction. Your lips should be together. You should breathe through your nose. And when you swallow, your tongue should go up against the roof of your mouth. If you have difficulty swallowing pills, this might be a sign that you have a myofunctional disorder. This is why so many kids are struggling to breathe, sleep, focus, and have behavioral issues or being diagnosed with ADHD, and why so many adults are wearing CPAP machines. It all starts with feeding, breathing, tongue posture, and function, which then creates the form. form, the muscles in your mouth and tongue can move teeth or keep them in place. Your mouth, tongue, face are actually orthodontic stabilizers when they're functioning properly. A lot of times, you might not even need braces. That's why back before the agricultural revolution, people had wide arches. We had room for our wisdom teeth. We didn't have crooked teeth. We didn't have a lot of caddies because we chewed our food more. We ate the food off of the land. Now we have softer, more processed foods. And that's why we're seeing a lot of these changes 3 generations later. Teeth are ever-changing. They can be altered and moved by the muscular influences that happen in your jaws, lips, cheek, and tongue. This is why early intervention is so important because, again, form follows function. So if you're functioning incorrectly, that's going to create these myofunctional disorders and how your face is going to grow and develop. So if you want to create beautiful faces, we need to make sure our tongue and our swallow pattern are correct early in life. Those same forces that we use wearing braces can also be used with your tongue to move your teeth. We swallow 1,200 to 2,000 times a day. If you had a habit and it's created this tongue thrust swallow where your tongue pushes forward, it's a pound of pressure against the teeth each time you swallow, 1,200 to 2,000 times a day, right? So now you can see why, if this is not corrected, you can keep pushing the tongue forward and your orthodontic relapses, or you need to wear braces 2 or 3 times, or facial structures are different. So ideally, the balance of forces between our lips, cheeks, and tongue from the outside is going to what's going to be creating what happens on the inside. Any imbalance affects the growth comfort position of the teeth and jaw. The most significant type of muscular imbalance that affects these facial structures is the tongue thrust swallow or the reverse swallow. If you wear braces and this habit goes untreated, it can become a problem because it can slow down your orthodontic treatment, making you wear braces longer or having them on again. It can shift the teeth again once you take your braces off, or even with the retainer on. It can make it more difficult to close the spaces when you're wearing orthodontics because you keep pushing. And it can be open in the front or it can be open on the sides if your tongue pushes laterally instead of forward. When the muscles of your mouth and face are not in balance, solving orthodontic problems is way more challenging. How do you know if you have a tongue thrust? There are many things that you can look for to determine if you or your child has a tongue thrust swallow. There are usually 4 common symptoms. First, are you tongue tied? Are you mouth breathing? Having your mouth open at rest is going to make your tongue go forward when you swallow, and you're going to be breathing in more air. If you had a habit, like we talked about earlier, sucking habits, thumb sucking, finger sucking, sucking your cheeks, these are all things that can lead to a lot of these issues. There can also be speech issues, pronouncing T, D, N, L, R's, and S's. Generally, these problems with articulations have to do with the rate and speed that are present when you're talking and what you're doing with your tongue. Again, sucking habits, whether past or present, are going to have a lot to do with what's happening in here. And that's when you need to undo those habits. The formation of the mouth and the position of the teeth are changed by the habits that you have. Even if a child quits the habits, the damage can already be done. And now the tongue is already moving into that space, which is why the structures still remain open and you need orthodontics. And when you wear braces, if you haven't corrected it, the tongue is still pushing those forces on the teeth. So you can see how it's just a big circle. And it's an excellent sign that you have an oral myofunctional disorder, a tongue thrust or a tongue tie. So how do you treat it? Treating a tongue thrust swallow typically involves retraining the tongue to move in the correct swallow pattern through exercises and therapy with chewing and different things that we use. In other words, pushing your tongue up and retraining how you chew, how you swallow, and making your tongue move separate from the other muscles of your face. And you may have to have an MMA surgery where a dentist or orthodontist expands the palate to fit over your top teeth. It's very complicated, and that's why you would need to see an area orthodontist or somebody that specializes in this. Some people don't want to have that treated that way, so we can do myofunctional therapy to the best that we can to get the best results. And there are some dentists out there that can treat it without surgery, but they are diamonds in the rough, and you have to find those doctors that really know what they're doing. It's important that you know what treatment you want so you can provide the provider that gives you what you are comfortable with going forward. I know I wore braces when I was a teenager, and that's when I used to pull bicuspids. Because of that, I'm shrunk down. I have TMJ issues. I pop. Ideally, I should wear braces, open the spaces, and get 4 implants put back in. I'm not going to do that. I already know that, especially after the cancer. So I'm going to do therapy and mouth tape and learn how to breathe better and deal with what I've got going on now because of what happened when I was younger. Maybe I'll do that and change my mind later. But here's what happens when people are functioning okay, especially me. They are like, you know what? I've got other things in my life that are more important. They have fear. They're afraid of the pain. They don't want the cost. So they don't want to go through with that. And that's okay. But you get to choose. So you want to know what's the best course of treatment. And then you can choose what needs to happen. Treatments can include oral myofunctional therapy, the tongue therapy, speech therapy, chiropractor, body posture, body worker, a physical therapist, an ENT, an orthodontist. You can see all of these providers might be needed to help all of this stuff. So this is why you might want to look into what's going on and figure out what is ideal for the situation that you have going on so you can make the best informed decision of what is best for you. Hopefully, if you're one of those cases that's really difficult, you can decide what is best for you. What is your best course of treatment? It's going to be up to you. And you might even need behavioral modifications, changes to your daily habits. Changing habits takes 66 days. These habits are going to be important to change in order to have ideal outcomes for what's happening. I've seen adults that suck their thumb and bite their nails and have a lot of these issues. And some people also need counseling that goes along with this because there may be an underlying trauma that leads to what's going on here. So you can see how it can take a team depending on how bad what you have going on is in there. What can happen if you don't get treatment? If you don't treat the tongue thrust swallow, it can lead to more dental problems, more gastric problems, more GI problems because you're taking in air, you're breathing, you're having difficulty swallowing. Maybe you're not chewing your food as well. You're not having as much of saliva flow, which is affecting your sleeping and creates sleep apnea, sleep disordered breathing. A lot of times it can lead to weight issues, anxiety, depression, swallowing. In some cases, people choke on their food because they're having difficulty with chewing and swallowing. So, and they just live with that. Or they have different procedures done. So tongue posture, forward head posture, those are all things that are important. So I talk about this in the last episode, proper tongue posture. So some people have lived this way for a really long time. They don't even know that they're having these issues. They don't even know that there is a treatment for this. And sometimes it affects your self-esteem, especially if you're sleep deprived. You're not going to be able to focus. You're probably going to be short with people. This is what happens with our kids. They have behavioral issues because they're tired, so they act out. And I was bullied as a kid because of what was happening with my teeth. I had problems with my adenoids, problems with my tonsils, but nobody corrected my mouth breathing. I don't want this for any other child because it definitely affected my self-esteem. I had kids pointing at me and laughing at me. And there's a whole section in my life when I was a kid where you cannot find a picture of me showing my teeth because I didn't want to be made fun of. And people asked me what was wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. I just didn't want people to see my teeth because they made fun of me or they asked me questions. So it's important to know what's going on with your kids, find the right providers, find what the right course of treatment is for you and who can treat all of this stuff. It's going to be really important that you can breathe. We can live without food for 3 weeks. We can live without water or sleep for 3 days, but we cannot live without oxygen for 4 to 6 minutes. So when we're talking about being healthy, we need to look at how we're breathing, what's happening with our swallow and our airway. It's really important that we look at these things and see what's going on because all of this is affecting our breathing, our airway, and our whole body. Looking at what's happening, there are some kids that have these habits, and I've seen kids that have an appliance in the roof of their mouth that pokes out to prevent habits like thumb sucking. I don't recommend those because it's opposite of what we want to have happen with our tongue. And if you have that and it's poking so you can't put your thumb in there or your fingers in there and we're poking, obviously your tongue's not going to be able to suction on the roof of their mouth and it's going to create other issues. I am seeing a couple of patients now that had an appliance like that, and now they have myofunctional disorders that we're trying to correct. One person is sticking their tongue completely out of their mouth when they say R's and S's because that's what that appliance actually created. So it's really important that you don't get an appliance like that. Follow your gut. If your gut says that that's the correct appliance for you, then by all means do it. But it's not addressing the root cause of the problem. It's addressing the symptom of what's happening here. So we need to figure out why are we sucking? Usually it's a soothing issue. You have a tongue tie. There's not enough space for your tongue. You have other habits. So So please look into that before you do some of these treatments. Make sure you find someone who knows to look at all of these things that can address everything that's going in your body, all of these issues, and what's going on in your daily life that maybe caused some of these things. It's really important to me that we look at all of these things to help these children and adults gain control of the habits and the musculature that's happening in there that's creating a lot of these issues that are happening, mouth breathing, so we can stop these things. It's not always easy. It's not always cheap, but we need to make sure that we're breathing and we reprogram the muscles of our tongue so we can breathe better, sleep better, eat better, chew better. You can get a consultation with me. You can click the link below. I have a free 10-minute consultation. If I'm not your person, you can go to Airway Circle. They have a directory of a lot of providers that are in this airway space. We want to make sure that what you have done doesn't compromise anything else and doesn't affect your general health, your speech, your dental health, your swallowing, your breathing, your sleeping, and behavior throughout life. This can happen if it's not treated. If this not addressed correctly, it can have an effect on the rest of your life. A posterior tongue tie, if a tongue tie goes unnoticed, a lot of times tongue tie, tongue thrust, all of these things go together. And that's when you might need the tongue therapy. Oral myofunctional therapy is a mouthful. So that's why they call it tongue therapy. And a lot of people don't know what it is. So an anterior tongue tie is pretty obvious. You can't stick your tongue out. It's also known as ankyloglossia, and it can affect breathing, an impact on the mom's milk. It can have an effect on the baby's ability to thrive, chewing and swallowing. They can be drooling. It's really important that we look at these things, make sure that they're not gagging or choking on their food. If kids are picky eaters, if they're bedwetting, a lot of times it has to do, if kids are picky eaters, it's because of swallow and texture and they don't like that. They can be drooling. They can have ADD. They can have depression. They can have behavioral problems, again, because they're not sleeping. Think about how you would feel as an adult if you were sleep deprived. What's happening with your kids? Sharon Moore wrote a book, Sleep Wreck Kids. She is amazing. I would get her book. If we're not addressing these issues, our kids are going to have different issues as they grow up. And nobody wants that for the kids. We all want our kids to thrive and survive. We all want our kids to thrive, not just survive. If you notice any of these things on yourself or your child, take time to figure out what is best for you. It's really important. Even if you just have an evaluation, a free evaluation, see what might be happening to you, to your body, to your child's body. You could have immediate relief if you get a tongue tie release. I've seen it. I've seen kids who have had myofunctional therapy, and in two sessions, they're able to swallow pills. Their behavioral is better. They're sleeping better. So definitely, if I'm not your person, there are plenty of people out there that can help you. And Airway Circle has a whole list of providers. You can go to their directory. And the most frequently asked question is this covered under insurance? So my answer is no, but it is depending on your insurance and the provider that you choose. It's not something that's new, but it's not something that insurance company usually covers. Your HSA, your FSA, it's something that can cover those. Sometimes speech pathologists that are also myofunctional therapists, they can get a little bit of coverage on there, but it's important to check with your specific insurance provider of if it's covered. Could it be covered under your medical? I don't know. I don't bill medical. I give you a super bill and let you figure it out because it's not generally something that's covered for me. So again, when I had cancer, there were a lot of treatments that were not covered under my insurance. And I was glad that I had it. My insurance company wouldn't do what's called an odd score, which tells you whether or not your tumor is sensitive to chemo or radiation. And mine was an 11. And so I did not need it. And that was a $4,000 test. But think of what I would have had to go through that I didn't need to go through if I didn't have that test. So there's not just one protocol for myofunctional therapy that is for you. So that's why we can't just put you in a course and say, hey, do these exercises. So a lot of these exercises are the same for everyone, but they're in a different order. They're different depending on what's going on. What function do you have? Can you breathe? Where have you been? Have you already worn braces? Are you in braces again? Make sure you find a provider that is right for you and don't let insurance be the reason that you don't do it. If you can't afford it, there are providers that take payment plans. There are financial options. There are government-funded programs. There are grants that you can get. There are different healthcare providers that offer different things. So just make sure that you ask a lot of questions. You find a provider that is for you. But the number one question that I get asked is it provided under insurance? So not at this time, at least when I'm recording this, it may change. So you never know with insurance companies if they're going to cover it. But it's important that, especially if your kids are struggling with sleeping, with breathing, with bedwetting, that you find a provider that can help you and looks at the root cause. Hope this was helpful. Please share if there's anyone that you know might need this information. As always, a healthy mouth is a healthy body and a happy, healthy life. Have a great day and thanks for listening. Thank you for listening today. If something you heard made you smile, made you think, empowered you, awakened you, or left you feeling inspired, make sure you share this with a friend. Write us a review on iTunes so we can continue to change lives through this content. Make sure you tag us while you're listening on our Facebook page, Dental Hygiene 411, or hit the link in the show notes to join a conversation. Until next time, breathe through your nose and share a smile. After all, they're contagious.